welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today and being a part of this time. And we gather together each day throughout the week and try to tell you about what God is doing through the Fellowship Tract League. And we're so thankful for how God has used it down throughout the years and the hand of God resting upon it. And no doubt, millions of souls coming to the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of a gospel tract. And we're thankful for it and for the gospel of Jesus Christ in printed page. And thank you so much for your prayer and support of this ministry. We'll be along with you in just a little bit with the message for today with a most important question. Possibly the most important question you'll ever be asked. We'll be along with you with that here in just a little bit. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
Here's a letter that says, "Thank you for your ministry. My 7-year-old daughter used one of your cartoon tracts to win her 7-year-old friend. And what a blessing to hear about this. I wouldn't have traded that experience and hearing that from my daughter for $1 million. Well, we got some more letters. Are you ready for this one, Marianne?
This one is from Kentucky. Hello, I just finished reading your tract, Where Are You Going to Spend Eternity? It really got to me. I asked God to save me after reading that tract. Please keep sending them out to people. The whole world needs to hear the truth before it's too late. We are all lost souls trying to find our way home to God, and Jesus is the only way. It took me a while, but now as a sinner like me has been saved, I will connect with other Christians and keep fighting the good fight for the Lord. I would like for you to pray for me, that God would keep me healthy and strong. Thank you for your time. May God bless you, my friend in Christ, Ron."
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLange, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe he will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
This is Pastor Lamar Whittemore. It is a blessing to be with you today, and I want to say thank you to Pastor Burroughs and Brother DeLange for allowing me to be a part of these things. And when we changed the format, they asked me if I would take Tuesdays, and it is a great honor to do so, and sure don't deserve it and to be associated with such great men of God and great ministry like the Fellowship Tract League, but it is an honor to do so, and thank the Lord for it and for allowing us to be a part of it on a regular basis. We just praise God for open doors and the blessing it is to serve Him. I want to ask you a very important question today, and it's simply this. Have you been born again? I was trying to think about a series and some different things to begin here on this time, but this question has just been almost beating out of my chest, it seems. Have you been born again? Many times we come to the think about that passage of scripture in John chapter number 3 when the Lord told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Without a doubt, this response from the Lord was prompted by the realization of Nicodemus that, Master, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. There's something different about you than any other teacher that I've sat under. There's something different about you than any other religious leader that I've been around. And without a doubt, you know who God is. And I want to know God like you know God. I had many times as a younger person reading this passage of scripture, it was like I almost thought that the Lord didn't even address what he had to say, but he did. For you see, the Lord knows the intent of the heart, and he knew the intent of Nicodemus's heart is that I've been a religious man. I memorized the first 5 books of your word. I know all about those things, but there's something different about you. And the scripture says there was. Matter of fact, when they heard him speak, they said, never a man spoke like this man. And when he addressed Nicodemus, he implied basically this, it's impossible for you, Nicodemus, to go where I've been. It's impossible for you, Nicodemus, to see my God and to know my God. It's impossible. You have to be born again. And naturally speaking, Nicodemus was responding. He wasn't being frivolous or silly. He was like, so are you telling me that there's no way that I can ever get to heaven? You mean I'd have to go back and be born of my mother again? Something went wrong from the beginning. And David referenced that when he said, in sin, my mother did conceive me. He said, I'm born a sinner. Romans teaches us that we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. And yet there are many who endeavor to go on some emotional experience, on some intellectual journey, on a lot of different religious paths, and they've never been born again. He mentions it here in this passage of scripture when he tells him, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot be entered into the kingdom of God. There's no way unless this takes place in your life that you're going to enter into the kingdom of God. Some would try to devise many different teachings from that passage of scripture, but the Lord Jesus Christ did not open that for our interpretation. He told us exactly what it was in verse number 6. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit, and flesh cannot inherit a spiritual kingdom. Flesh cannot make a journey to the spiritual land. It is only by being born again, and that's why he told the woman in the next chapter in John chapter number 4, he said that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Have you been born again? The word of God describes that new life as being brought from death into life, being made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Being born again. That is what he mentions it. Being made alive. He hath quickened us. How does that happen? That same passage I just referenced in Ephesians 2 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And today, I don't know if you've ever heard John 3 or you've heard it so much that you think that you don't need to hear it again. The truth is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, and that means you, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Have you been born again? If not, come to Jesus today and he will receive you. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. And I'll ask it one more time. Have you been born again?
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?